Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed, nearly 100 others wounded. Associated Press quoting the provincial governor of Gaziantep as saying that it was an extremist attack. Not clear who was responsible. Last week, the region was hit by three attacks blamed on Kurdish separatists and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. Turkish member of parliament said that was the type of attack that could have been launched by the Islamic State or the PKK. Gaziantep is about 64 kilometers from the Syrian border. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that left 44 dead. Another bombing killed 40 in Ankara in March. Country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The blast came after Turkey's prime minister said his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. He said babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's president Bashar al-Assad had no role in Syria's future. Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year civil war, where Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syrian Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force, for the first time, began bombing Kurdish fighters in a city where Kurds and Syrian government forces have been loosely working together to drive out Islamic State militants. You can get more on these stories, plus the rest of the news, at voanews.com. This is VOA News.